Santa, tell him it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Santa, are you ready to give God praise? Come on, let's fill this house with praise. Come on, I got about 50% of you. I said we're going to fill this house with praise. Yeah. How many know what I'm talking about? When the praise goes up, blessings come down. I said when the praise goes up, healing comes down. Whatever you need, God's got it. Tell your neighbor, God's got it. To all the people that's been struggling, and you think God's forgot about you, here's some pain medicine. Come on. Come on, put it together. Come on. From a mighty long way. That's why we love him. Come on.
When my enemies tried to come for me, and they thought that my world was coming to an end.
Yeah.
All the while you knew that I would make it through. I feel closer to you now than when I first began.
Yeah.
Jesus, you are. You are my sunlight after the rain.
Let's go, ladies.
Uh-oh.
Come on, church.
Uh-oh.
If you're struggling, if you got pain, if you've had some dark nights, come on and say it with us. Come on.
Jesus, you are. You are my sunlight after the rain. Wherever you are, I just want.
say hallelujah.
If you love him, praise him. If he's mighty, praise him. If he's worthy, praise him. Come on, high praise all over the house right now. Take somebody by the hand and say, come with me. Let's have a victory march. Come with me. Let's have a victory parade. Come with me. Let's make a circle of praise.
Yeah.
Somebody. Hey, is he worthy? Done for me. Hey. He's a mighty God. Come on. If he's worthy. I want all the senior campers to have themselves a victory march tonight. If he's worthy. Yeah. If he's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on. If you're going to camp tomorrow, want to have to go down there to get yourself on fire. You want to go down there on fire. You don't want to have to go there to get inspired. You want to take some inspiration with you on the way. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. Come praise him, Antoine. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, church. Brother Sutton was talking about this morning, if you know he's a healer, you should praise him. If you know he's a deliverer, you should praise him. I'm here to tell you this morning at 19 years old, I know that he's a healer. I know that he's a deliverer. I know that he can make a way out of no way. I know that when the bills are due, that he can provide a way. I know he can. For myself, Brother Sutton, I know it. And it's nothing more powerful than what we've got here, the privilege of to be able to walk into the presence of God and bring our problems, bring our situation, bring what we've messed up, bring it into his presence and let him take care of it.
Praise the Lord. Somebody shout, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for the goodness of God. I'm so thankful for the spirit I feel in this place and the spirit that I can experience in this place. We went on a little mini vacation a week and a half ago or so, and you know, you're driving home with a bunch of kids in the car, and you know, sometimes it's like, I cannot wait to get out of this car. But you know, when I pulled in the driveway and I had that feeling of, ah, we're home, you know, this is great. I can get out of this car, I can get in the house, I can kick up and relax. But you know, when I came to church the next Wednesday night and I pulled in the parking lot and I was walking from the parking lot with the kids and everything to the car, I mean to the church, and I could hear the music and they were singing A Friend of God, I had that same feeling. I had pulled into the driveway of my home, my spiritual home and my spiritual place where I can go to get rest and recovery and be rebuilt. And I had that same feeling about how wonderful and how peaceful it was to be able to come into this house. And this morning, you know, we had the same thing. We're kind of rushing around trying to get here on time. And when we came up on the parking lot, I could hear the music and I could hear the bass thumping and the drums and all that. And I was so glad, you know, to know that there's, you know, I wasn't here on time, but there was somebody here this morning that was getting things warmed up. There was somebody here that was prepping the house and getting it worked up. And, you know, so a visitor could come and feel the presence of God. So a visitor could come and find that place where they didn't know where to go. You know, they got up this morning thinking, where am I at? What am I going to do? Where's my life going to be in 24 hours? Am I going to be, you know, am I going to be on the side of the road in a wreck calling for somebody that I don't know what to do? I don't know where to go. Where's my life? Where where are my children going to be? But I'm so thankful that in this house and in this place tonight, we can come and the book's going to be opened up and we can know that what's coming across is the true word of God. We can know that what's coming across is going to help me. I know that when Brother Sutton opens that book, I don't have to think, well, I wonder if it's for me tonight. You know, it is. It's for me every single service. It's for me every time he speaks one word out of that book. It's for me every time one of the brothers or the sisters in the church testifies. I'm thankful that I can be here. I'm thankful that I have the ability and the knowledge and the understanding in my brain that God will allow me to come to this place and to hear his word and to grab something from it and apply it to my life.
Praise the Lord. I want everybody that has pressure in your life to wave your hand. Anybody that has a problem, anybody that's going through a struggle right now, raise your hand and lift it a little bit. I want you to look right in the face of your adversary tonight. And we know what he's all about, and we know what he's trying to do. I want you to look right in the bore of your trouble and your problem tonight. And I want you to taunt him a little bit and just say, I'm gonna praise him. I'm gonna praise him. Come on, say, I'm gonna praise him. In my trouble, I'm gonna praise him. Pressure, I'm gonna praise him.
I'm gonna praise
to the devil, I'll say, I'll praise him.
I'm gonna praise him.
In a pit, I'll praise him.
I'm gonna praise him.
When I'm broke, I'll praise him.
I'm gonna praise him.
If I'm sick in my body, I'll praise him.
I'm gonna praise him.
Come on, turn to your neighbor and tell them,
I'm gonna praise him.
He's
sitting there, and I, you know, you're in your routine, you come in, you put your stuff down, start clapping, and I noticed my mind was kind of not on it, and then I was like, wake up, Elise, listen to what they're singing. I am a friend of God, and that is something so awesome. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? What are we? What am I that God knows who I am? And the other night I was talking to my friend, and I was like, think about how awesome it is that every prayer that every person is praying, God is listening to it. I can be praying, and he knows the deepest parts of my heart, and he knows everyone, and he's so big. God is so big. Don't forget how big he is. He is bigger than any problem, any trial, anything that you're facing. God is bigger. He is bigger, and I praise him, and I love him, and I love our church.
Praise the Lord. Now, I want us to maintain this attitude of worship and praise right now. I want you to keep the energy of your worship right now. And we're going to do some work in prayer. Praise the Lord. Brother Rome's brother is in hospice and he's dying of cancer. I want him to come and stand in for his brother. I want Ashley to come and stand in for the little Amos girl. Amanda Amos. To come stand in for her. Seriously sick in her body, just needs a miracle, needs a touch from God. Praise God. Sister Michelle, while you're here, why don't you come stand in for Sister Danette's sister? That family has been just beset by cancer. She's got a sister now. Just yesterday, they got the report that she has a tumor and she's having emergency surgery, a younger sister. And we just need to lift these needs up in prayer. Praise God. If you want to come stand in for somebody that's got a serious need in their body right now, I want you to come stand. Becky, you come stand for yourself. But if you've got a need, if you know somebody that has a serious need in their body, you come stand for them. Lift up your hands right now. And I want people from all over this house that really believe in God. You believe in prayer. The power of the name of Jesus. If you don't believe it, don't come. If you're not sure that he's a healer, don't come. But if you believe that God can heal, I need you to come around. Get on these steps. Get in front of these. Lay your hands on them. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I know he's worthy. I know he's worthy. Jesus, man. Jesus, man. I know he's able. Somebody let the Holy Ghost go in that prayer. Let the authority of God break forth. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, hey, hey. Now with your hands still on them, begin to praise him and thank him for it. If you came for prayer, begin to thank him and praise him for it. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for being a way maker. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Oh, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify you. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. All over the house as you make your way back to your seat. Get with groups of four or five and begin to lay hands on one another and pray for one another tonight. And I want you to just pray the blessing of God on your brother, your sister in the Lord. I want you to pray that God will rain down an outrageous blessing on those that you're praying with tonight. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Above all that they're able to ask or think. Good measure, exceedingly abundantly above. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. And as you feel that prayer make its way into his presence, you go ahead and hang in that prayer. If you won't, step off in the deep end of that prayer. Hey. Hallelujah. Sing, Sister Bonnie. Let's sing. Let's praise him a little bit.
We praise you.
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 Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's praise. Yourself in the praise of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
We praise you.
Oh,
oh,
oh, oh.
We praise you.
We praise you.
We love you.
We love you.
Adore you.
Adore you.
Magnify you.
Magnify you.
We praise you.
We praise you.
We love you.
We love you.
Adore you.
Adore you.
Magnify you.
Magnify you.
Your word is
praise God. God. Well, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord bless you. You can be seated. Sister Bonnie, are y'all doing sign up again tonight? No, you're full up. Okay. Praise God. It's going to be a great summer in the Holy Ghost. It's going to be a great summer of revival. I can feel the thing cranking and cooking. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Holy Ghost. front of anointing coming into Birmingham. I feel a fresh word moving into our city. Well, let's see if we can do some business here. We need Daniel and Dane Stipes to come up. And representing Moody Elementary School, Daniel Stipes has had A's all year except for one B. His average for the year is a 94. I mean, his report card is covered up with A's. And he is the winner of the Good Sport Award. And he's a representative of his school for the Ambassador Program 2005-2006. And they just simply say, thank you for being a star. We knew he was a good sport, and we knew that he was a star. There, other people are finding out about it. And this is the Moody Elementary School AB Honor Roll for the year, for all year long. And he gets a blue ribbon. And you can take the notes with you. And let's give him a big hand. And Brother Dane is in Moody Middle School, not Moody Elementary. There is a difference. And in Moody Middle School, Brother Dane has made A honor roll for the whole year. And in a class of 28 boys. Is that right? That's right, Mama says. In a class of 28 boys, he has been awarded by his teacher the Terrific Kid Award. And so we just want to commend him. He's got the A honor roll for the year, and he's got all A's on that report card, and he's a wonderful apostolic example. Let's give him a hand. And Rachel, Rome. Rachel Rome has only been here for a few weeks, and she started at Valley Intermediate School, and she won a ribbon and an award for all A's. Big smile, big smile. Let's give her a hand. I've just got to tell you, I mean, making all A's is wonderful for anybody, anywhere, anytime. But this is a family that a year ago was living in Chalmette in New Orleans, and their whole world has been turned upside down. And I don't know even, I can't even begin to understand the psychology of what that means to, how old are you, Rachel? Seven? Eight. Oh, I'm sorry. Middle school, not elementary school, eight, not seven. But her world is upside down, and she's still plugging away, doing good work, doing the right thing. Just want to give added commendation to that. That's pretty incredible. There's people wandering around saying, I've got a reason to be dysfunctional. And you got a kid here who has a reason and is saying, I'm going to be excellent in everything I do. I just think that's phenomenal.
Praise God. Now, we have a few announcements to make, but before we do that, I want the Rome family to come up, if they would, and stand before you. They come to us out of Chalmette, Louisiana, and bounced off Amherst, Massachusetts. And I'd like for the Huddlestons to come up, too. This is Brother Dwayne and Sister Noel and Andrew and Rachel. And this is Brother Galen and Sister Reba and Marcus. Wave your hand, Marcus. And Shannon and Kelsey. And these folks come to us out of the great district of Texas. They've come to live and work in Birmingham. So we got a little bit of New Orleans and we've got a little bit of Texas here. And I just want you to smile and wave at them and know who they are. And that's right. And you've got to come and meet them. You need to come and meet them tonight. And you need to, every service, go by and say hey to them and greet them and get to know them. Because it's a sea change. Hey, Marcus. You know, this is not like changing from a Methodist church to a Methodist church. And I'm not throwing stones at the Methodist. I'm just saying that this is apostolic. And God and church is our life. It's not just a part of our life. It's not something we do on the weekends and then we live our life Monday through Saturday. This is our life. And these people are leaving home and church and their church family. And it is a good thing and a right thing for us to embrace them and give them a warm welcome to the house of God and to the community of God. So instead of getting with your best buddy and taking them out to eat after church, or getting with your best friend and people you've known for years and going and buying them lunch, buy these guys lunch. Take them out to dinner. Now, this ought to be good for about 6 months, fellas and gals. But you need to make a place for them. And it's so easy for us to be in our own little circle and go our own way. But we really need to make an open-armed invitation to these families to be a part of new life. I want this to be the best church experience they've ever had in their life. Praise God. All right. God bless you. We love you. We're glad you're here. Brother Huddleston, would you like to address this fine crowd of people? And Brother Dwayne, would you like to? Anything you'd like to say in greeting?
Well, I'm glad to be here. And I don't think I've ever been made feel as comfortable and as welcome in any other place. First time I walked through these doors looking for a church home. It's a scary thing. We've been looking for about a year and a half. And it's something that's, I hope I don't have to do it again. But when I first walked through those doors, I pretty much knew that this was it. It felt like home, Brother Sutton. Amen. And, you know, I'm glad that the devil has delivered me from the mentality of being a victim. I'm not a victim, I'm a victor. Amen. And the Bible says that thanks be unto God that which giveth us the victory. We have victory. I said, we have victory. Hallelujah. And said, he that is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I'm not a victim. You're not a victim. If you're filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are a victor. You are more than a conqueror through Christ. Amen. I've seen in the news a three-legged dog that learned how to walk. I've seen in the papers a two-legged dog that learned how to walk. It's all in the mind. And Brother Sutton, I can't do what you can do, but I can do something. I don't know if you want me to say all this or not, but it's bottled up inside. But it's all in our mind, and I like the young people here, Brother Sutton, because they seem to have an attitude of that they are more than conquerors, that they are victors, that they are not victims. Hallelujah. And that's the kind of church that God is looking for. I'm glad that I have a safe place to bring my family. The Bible said that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and that the righteous runneth into it, and they are safe. I'm glad. You know, Paul wrote one time, brother, and I'm fixing to shut up. He said, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. He said that it's not grievous for me that I write you unto you these things again, but it is safe for you. And sometime Brother Sutton comes back and maybe has to preach the same thing over and over again. Amen. It's not grievous to him, and it is safe for us. Keep preaching the message of holiness and one God, because it's safe for us. Every time we hear it, every time that we hear a message, my friend, it brings us closer to God. And I am glad for a safe, I feel safe here, Brother Sutton. My family feels safe here. And Bible said, he that trusted in the Lord, he shall be safe. Don't put your trust in money and houses. I've got a nice house. I've got a pretty good car and a pretty good bank account. But all of those things, my friend, is not what makes me feel safe. Because all of that could be taken away in just a matter of a few minutes. But as long as we trust in the Lord, we shall be safe. Amen. I better sit down.
There's something in the house tonight that'll make a preacher out of you. It'll get on you.
Praise God. Well, I thank the Lord for allowing us to be here. And I was thinking about the testimony of my brother. I was thinking about what the Lord has done for us. You know, we left before the hurricane. And every step of the way, God has provided for us. The hurricane technically cost us nothing. I know Noel Shea cost us a bunch of money. We lost a lot, but it cost us nothing. Lord, the Lord has provided for us each and every step. He hasn't shown me in advance what he's going to do, but each time it's been like a little bit further, go here, go a little bit further. And I thank God for that, because it was an experience of learning to walk by faith and to not trust in my own abilities, but to wait upon the Lord. And God has been good to us. I feel like tonight that he's been better to me than anybody else. I know he's good to y'all, but I know what he's done for me. And I thank God that I'm being allowed an opportunity to come here and to serve him. And do I miss home? Sure. I had a great pastor there, and I love him very much. And when I think about him, it just breaks my heart, because I have a burden that I want to be there to help them. But perhaps the Lord, I was meditating and thinking, perhaps the Lord is going to, me being here and our family here, that we can elevate our walk and grow into an area that perhaps there I could not. And if it's the will of God, then I should do that. Whatever the Lord, when we was up in Massachusetts, and it would be one of the last states I would ever thought I would ever go to, at least voluntarily, but... You know, if the Lord wants me to go there, then I need to go there, because if that's what he wants me to do, then that's what I'll do. And but I thank God, because one night I was really, really frustrated, and we was at church, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I need some answers. I know you know the end from the beginning, and you're not really telling me a whole lot. I said, let me know if you're going to, you know, let me go home, or you have plans for me so we can have some direction. And I believe in having some direction. And so I just worshiped the Lord that night and went to work. And I kept looking at some guys who make things happen for the company. And nothing really happened. And it was about to leave. And my boss called me and said, you got an opportunity to go to Birmingham or Baltimore. I told him, Birmingham. We're ready to go to Birmingham. And I want to be in the South. So we got on the UPC.org and started looking, and we found this church online, and we got back early enough to where we could listen to the service. And as I was, you know, adjusting to everything, the service here and listening to the message and listening to the worship and the music, it was like at home, and it comforted me and it strengthened me. And I didn't even really even consider any other churches in the area, because I could hear what was being preached. I could hear what the worship, because I knew if they worshiped God and service was important, then I know this is where we need to be for my family. And I called my pastor and told him this is the direction we want to go, and he was in agreement. So then I knew this is where we need to be. And I thank God that we have an opportunity to be here tonight to worship him with y'all. And our goal is to get involved and to be a help here. And I thank the Lord for it.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Why don't you give God thanks for how good he's been to you just right now. Just love him and praise it.
Praise the Lord, church. We, as y'all know, we just got back from Africa not but a couple days ago. And we had an excellent, excellent service out in the bush, you know, out under the sky. There was about 100 people there. Kids are wearing everything they have. You know, you got a kid with a foot this big wearing a shoe that big because it's the only shoe that was around. You know, and it's sad and it's heartbreaking, but at the same time, it was just powerful. Everyone gets out there, and I mean, they just don't care. They're just having church. And Dustin touched on a little this morning. You know, they're not worried if it's too hot, if it's too cold, what's going on. They're just there to have church, and it was powerful and it was wonderful. And then I got back here, and we had church Wednesday, and we had church today, and I realized how blessed I am to be here in this church, because we're not in the bush, and we are blessed, but the pastor's always talking about the third world worship and all that, but it is here. We're not worried about, you know, we do have shoes, but we're still worshiping just like they were. We do have an air-conditioned building, but we're still just worshiping God for who and what he is, and it's... That's a testimony to this church that it's the same there as it is here. We're not stopped up. We're not sitting there staring at the wall because, well, bless God, I'm above this, and, you know, I'm this and I'm that. And I was blessed to be there and be a part of it, but when I came home, I realized how blessed we are here and how this is so right. This is so how it's supposed to be. That it's just about him. It's not about us and what's going on. And you know, me and my family, we're blessed to be a part of a church like this. After church, Brother Mike would like to meet with anyone coming to the work day next Saturday in the prayer room. Brother Danny Hood will be with us in June on the 24th and the 25th. There's a singles meeting in the conference room tonight after church. And all senior campers and parents need to meet in the prayer room. Oh, that was this morning. You guys have already done that. Good job. This Monday through Friday, we have senior camp. And the 12th through the 16th, which is the following week, we have regular camp meeting. And on the 16th, the Friday night, the New Life Choir is going to be singing. On the 18th, we have a Father's Day AM service only. And the 20th to the 23rd is children's camp. And 24th and 25th is Brother Danny Hood. If you stand, ushers, get ready. We'd like to take an offering. If you're a visitor this evening, we're glad you came to the celebration, but we do not expect you to pay for this work. Brother Dan, if you'd bless the offering for us.
We're going up to the high place.
three. Oh. One, two, three.
Oh.
Yeah. Get something in your head.
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 Wave it in the air.
Wave it in the air.
And wave it in the air.
Wave
those hands.
Wave those hands.
Wave your hands.